Welcome to the Community Podcast from your friends here at the Community Paper. I'm Nick Turgoody, the managing editor, and I am very excited to be here with one of our talented writers, my favorite writer, please don't tell the other writers, Mel Gray. Mel, thank you so much for being here.
I'm so excited to be here, and I definitely won't tell anybody that you said it was your favorite
Thank
writer.
you
But
so
there
much.
are some amazing writers in the paper. I love it so much.
Can you imagine, though, being the favorite out of all of those? That means you're fantastic.
I'm here to live my favorite life, so that's great. That's awesome.
Well, I want you to talk a little bit more about yourself in a second, but first, this episode is brought to you by one of our favorite places. It sounds like you also share an affinity for the Packing District.
I love the Packing District. It is definitely a place that you will see me often. There are multiple places I have memberships of up there.
Same. And so the Packing District on the Saturday, the February 28th, will be hosting the Packing District Live at the Great Southern Box Company Food Hall. So this is going to be a big party. And of course, they have all the free parking there. Outdoor concert. There's going to be multiple sets, including one for the kids with Mr. Richard.
Oh.
Yeah. And then for the adults and some kids too, Ramona and the Riot, Sean Holcomb, and Palmer Reed will be there. So there's going to be food, there's going to be drinks, there's going to be places to hang out outside. And I think the weather's still going to be pretty good on February 28th. So, you know, we're recording this ahead of time. So if it's not, forgive us.
Yes, please forgive us if it's really, really hot and sweaty.
Right.
But
or if it's super cold. It might be super cold again. We might get that second winter we all look forward to.
I know, right? Oh my gosh.
So, Packing District, we're big fans. Go out there if you can. Go out there anytime, but on the 28th would be a good time to go there as well. Now, Mel, tell me a little bit about yourself. I know you, but for the introduction to our
listeners.
For
the introductions. I know. I always feel like that's such a big question. Tell us about you. How far would you like me to go back?
So, yeah, you've got 30 words or less.
30 words or less. I am obviously born and raised in Scotland. I was a lawyer there before I moved to the US. And that's where I actually did a lot of writing and a lot of standing on my feet and talking and speaking. So my love of writing sort of came during a hard time in our lives when my son Cannon was diagnosed with stage 4 neuroblastoma. And I started blogging during that journey in real time. And it just became this very therapeutic thing. And I never considered myself a good writer because I was dyslexic and ADHD. And I always found like sitting down and focusing in law school and writing like really tough. And then it just became this therapeutic thing that I was like, I have to do it and I love it. And now I just, you know, I write every day. I write for yourself. I write online. I actually ghostwrite books as well. Side note, not everybody knows that, but I do that as well. So I spend a lot of my time writing, a lot of my time speaking. I have my own podcast. I have multiple best-selling books. And I also coach a lot of people, a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of high performance people. So I talk a lot about growth and leadership and community, which is, you know, why I'm so excited to be partnering with you guys and being a part of the paper, because I love where I live. I feel very lucky to live here. I say that all the time. And now I just feel like, and I don't know if you agree, Nick, I just feel like it's just getting cooler and cooler and cooler, Orlando. Like, and the Packing District is just such an example of that. Like, I'm like, oh my gosh, we have a sweat house. Oh my gosh, we have a hot work. Oh my gosh, we have, you know, a great
the
place.
Climbing
for
gym,
the climbing gym. And the YMCA is there and it's beautiful. And then we have Box Company, which my kids absolutely love. We always take a soccer ball and all of my kids pick food at the different vendors. And I'm just like, how lucky. This is 5 minutes from my house.
And to speak of coaching, you also coach our readers and, you know, the people who work for us with your column every month, Life with Coach Mama Bear, Time to Question Everything. Where did the inspiration for that column come from? And can you give me a little bit of a summary? Like, people can go online and read all of them so far, but what are some of the things that you've talked about so far in those columns?
Yeah, so I would just like to say to anybody that would like to have their own column, never give up, because I have been trying to get in the community paper for 10 years. So never give up. Keep trying if you would like to have your column. Just keep sending emails and keep sending little snippets of your writing and, you know, send them to Nick and he'll decide. But I really just started, I do a lot of writing online, and I remember just sending Lindsay an email and being like, I would love for this to be an article. This would be like so cool to share with like more people. And so then I sent a bunch of ideas really in that growth world of like, here's a question to ask yourself on this topic, because I talk a lot about questioning everything. That's sort of the theme of a lot of my writing.
Yeah.
Usually whenever I write something, I try to write it from a place of like, make this fit into your life, because everybody's different, right? So ask yourself these questions so you get the most out of what I'm writing, you know? So I always put questions in there, and that was the title of my book, was Unfollow, Question Everything with Excitement. And it's sort of this twist on how can you question things in your life, but from a place of excitement, and what if it works out, and what if it's better than you ever imagined, instead of questioning things, Nick, from this place of fear or unknown or caution. And so it's sort of a mind shift switch.
I like that, because it reminds me of, you know, the intonation of a question too. Like if you're asking a question of yourself, you know, you see something, you're like, why can't I do that? Yeah. Versus, why can't I do that?
Yes. Yes. That is my entire personality in a nutshell.
Yeah.
I mean, truly, like, I mean, like there, and that's sort of how I am with my clients. And I hope that's how I come across in the column is, you know, why not? Why not?
So in terms of taking a chance, right, like how do you convey that to your clients? How do you put that into the book? What are some of the, I don't want you to give everything away, obviously, but what are some of the tips and tricks you would give to somebody saying, you know, maybe reading our latest issue, our cover story is about these social and creative clubs where you can go and draw, or you can go and bake, or you can go and collage. But I may have some anxiety about being around people. I may have some anxiety about being creative because I don't think I'm creative. What is some advice you would give to somebody to get started down that path?
Yeah. So one thing that I talk a lot about, and I did do a column on this, is the idea and the concept of starting before you're ready. And so I always, like, I started my podcast before I was ready. I didn't know what Riverside was. I didn't know what a Shure microphone was. I didn't know how to edit, right? Like, I didn't know any of those things. And I think that so many of us get caught up in that perfectionism, Nick, where we think, oh, we have to have all of these things figured out before we actually start. And so one of the things I work on with my clients is, oh, no, we're going to start everything before we're ready, and we're going to figure out these things as we go, because everything is figure outable, right? Like, we will figure it out, but we have to go start before we do. And so these clubs and things that you're speaking about, not only do I want to encourage people to go to them, I want to encourage them to start things themselves. Like, you know, if you have an obsession with knitting and you're like, oh, I'm just sitting at home and I'm doing knitting at home by myself, well, how about, you know, maybe letting the paper know that every Wednesday at 6 o'clock, you're going to be at Infusion Tea, and other people who might just want to sit and knit might just want to join you doing that. Like, why not? And so if you're listening and you're thinking and you're sitting at home and you have something to offer, like, go offer it. Go start before you're ready. And
if
one person shows up, you just impacted one person's life. And that's also a philosophy I talk a lot about, because I think that people think, well, you know, only two people showed up to my running club that I do on a Wednesday at 6 o'clock at the Y. But I promise you, if you continue saying every Wednesday at 6 p.m., meet me at the YMCA, we will run around that loop and that's it. And then maybe we'll go over to the box company and we'll have like a bite to eat. That in a year, that will be 20 people. So it's like the idea of start before you're ready, and also, you don't have to have millions of people to make an impact in your community.
And remember, I mean, I don't want to sound, and maybe this is wrong, but I don't want to sound selfish, but part of it is, remember, you're doing it for yourself too. So that run club or that knitting, it still gets done even if you're doing it in public or even if you're doing it every Wednesday at 6.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. Thank you. Well, I picked out some events that are coming up that I thought maybe you and the kids or maybe just you would want to go to. So can I pitch them to you and see if you're interested in any of them?
Hey, I love it. Let's go. Perfect.
Okay. Friday, February 27th. I don't know if you're familiar with the University of Florida has this extension campus down near the airport.
No.
Have you heard of this? Okay. So they're doing a native plant workshop. That's from 10 a.m. to noon. And so they'll go over the native plants. Well, a lot of people need maybe some new plants right about now because of the freeze.
Oh, my goodness.
So they'll be going over, all of these native plants that you could replace your plants with that are native to Central Florida and probably do better in the summer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you know about the Fire Museum that's over by the Shakespeare Festival and the Orlando Museum of Art?
I do not. Tell me more.
That is open on Fridays and Saturdays, and on Saturday, February 28th, they'll be celebrating 100 years of Fire Station 3. That's the building used to be Fire Station 3. So I posted something about it on Instagram. There's all these old fire engines. There's a guy coming down the pole. That's what it's called, and old uniforms and stuff like that. But the ceremony should be really cool. They'll have a lot of stuff going on there that day.
That's awesome. I love that.
Yep. And then let's see what else is going on. Oh, free admission day over at Lou Gardens on Monday, March 2nd. So you can go to Lou Gardens.
That place is so beautiful. I went there at Christmas for their for their Christmas lights. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just magical. It's like a magical, magical place. If you have not been to Lou Gardens, like add it to your list. It's just so beautiful.
And it's free that day. So just go.
It's free that day.
Come on.
How cool is that, though? Like, just like, thank you, Lou Gardens, right? Like, thank you for doing that also. Like, I love that. You don't have to do that. And I just, like, so appreciate it for the community because it allows lots of people to go that might not be able to afford to go.
Yep. All right. So that's everything I had on the agenda. Is there anything else you want to talk about before I wrap it up?
I want to encourage everybody to go to the Packing District, remind them of the date, because it's just going to be so fun. Like, okay, I am determined to, like, get as many people in the Packing District as possible, because I'm telling you, it is, like, so cool. Like, it is, and it just feels so good to not have to, like, go far away from, like, this main central hub of Edgewater Drive. It's, like, literally right there. With lots of parking and lots of great places to eat. And now they have, like, a side of Hot Works, they have, like, this beautiful, like, acai bowls and smoothies. And I mean, they have the blue burrito, which is delicious, Foxtail, Publix. It's great.
The Packing District Live will happen on Saturday, February 28th. That's from 5 to 10 at the Great Southern Box Company Food Hall. So outdoor music, free parking, lots of food vendors, 11 food vendors there, plenty to drink and do and hang out. And it's fun for the whole family. And
I highly recommend the Brazilian steak. That's our favorite. It is unbelievable. It is so good. Like, that's our favorite.
Okay. So I'll see you there.
Yeah, I will definitely be there.
Perfect. If you miss us there, learn more about Mel on Instagram at Coach Mama Bear. And you can find her on her podcast, Unfollow, Question Everything. And if you want to follow us as well, that'd be great, at Community Paper Orlando. Mel, anything else you want to add?
No, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. And I appreciate all the work that you do and all the hard work that you do of bringing everything together and really keeping our community together. I love it.
I am blushing. I am bad with compliments. Is there something you can help me with for that?
I can definitely help you with that. Yeah.
Okay, great. Okay, good. We'll do that off air because I don't want to hear any more compliments. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.